Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 667. Visible translated text is as follows. To you for your examination. The detectives were evidently perfectly well satisfied with what they had seen there. And of course, they left without any further remarks with Mr. Haas. I went downstairs and conversed with my folks down there until dinner time, which was served to my father-in-law and my mother-in-law and my wife and myself by Manola McKnight. About that time, Mr. and Mrs. Wolfsheimer came in and conversed with us, Mr. Wolfsheimer telling me that he would take me downtown that afternoon in his automobile. After dinner, I telephoned down to the office and telephoned to Mr. Schiff and told him to get Mr. Montag's permission for the pencil company to put on a detective, preferably a Pinkerton detective, to work with and assist the city detectives in ferreting out the crime, as an evidence of the interest in this matter which the National Pencil Company was taking. I thought it was no more than we ought to do, and I also told Mr. Schiff I would be downtown between 2:30 and 3. After conversing with my folks, I went around the corner to Wolfsheimer's house and got in his automobile, and he took me downtown to his place of business, which is situated on Whitehall Street near Mitchell. And I got out of the automobile there and walked over to the Forsyth Street plant of the pencil factory, and on going into the office, I saw the following men there. Mr. Herbert Schiff, Mr. Wade Campbell, Mr. Darley, Mr. Holloway was out in his place in the hall, and Mr. Spiker and Mr. Quinn and Mr. Zersenka, these foremen were sitting around there because we had shut down there, as they told me, due to the fact that the plant was wholly demoralized, the girls were running into hysterics, they couldn't stick at their work, they were crying and going on over what had happened there 327.